Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Standing at the base of California's magnificent El Capitan in the heart of Yosemite National Park last month, my daughter and my son and I were struck once again by the majesty of one of the world's largest granite monoliths. With the help of a park ranger's telescope, we spotted a climber, no bigger than a dot to the naked eye, working his way up the sheer 3,000-foot wall toward the summit. And we were reminded, as if it were necessary, that El Cap is great and we are small. Behind us, over our shoulders, was Yosemite Valley's other superstar, Half Dome. The valley is one of nature's grandest cathedrals, and just as during my many visits there over the years, I was moved to the point of tears by the vistas around me. Sheila and Justin, the two brightest shining lights in my life, had made an offer I could not refuse. "We're taking you to California, Dad," they said. They put their jobs on hold to take the old man on a sentimental journey. My daughter put together an 8-day itinerary that no travel agent could have personalized any better. Yosemite, plus two national parks to the south of it, Kings Canyon and Sequoia, and then on to the place where both kids basically grew up, the Monterey Peninsula. Many years ago, in the mid-1970s, Block Communications Incorporated sent me to Monterey to become editor of the Monterey Peninsula Herald, a new BCI acquisition along California's central coast. For 14 years, we absorbed the beauty and wonder of Central California before returning to the Blade in 1988. We have gone back for visits many times, but had not done so for several years. It was time. Our Yosemite visit took us to the big trees of Wawona, to the base of Roaring Yosemite Falls, and on to Glacier Point and its stunning views of glacier-carved Half Dome. Finally, it was time to head west to the coast and Monterey, where my daughter graduated from high school and my son was born in nearby Carmel. The sights, the sounds, the smells stirred wonderful memories. Fisherman's Wharf, the barking of the sea lions, the rhythm of the ocean swells, lunch with old friends from the Herald. It was almost sensory overload. We agreed a mandatory stop would be the Monterey Bay Aquarium on Cannery Row, a magnificent facility featuring the animals of Monterey Bay. It's hard to believe that the aquarium's opening night was more than 40 years ago, but I remember it vividly. On our last day on the peninsula, we drove down the coast on Highway 1 to Big Sur for lunch at an old favorite, Nepenthe, an open-air restaurant 800 feet above the Pacific, where the only sound is the surf crashing against the rocks far below. Views like that are not cheap. The ambrosia burger costs $26, and that's the cheapest thing on the menu. I figure the meat runs about $6, and the ocean costs another $20. Our trip is more than a happy hike down memory lane. We had a solemn purpose, too. Before leaving Yosemite, we climbed to Taft Point and scattered my late wife Diane's ashes to the wind. At the top of a cliff 3,000 feet above the valley floor, we finally kept a promise I made to her several years ago when we realized her cancer was winning. She was always at home in Yosemite Valley. Now, at last, she is at home once again.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m.